Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good evening, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Welcome, America and beyond. This is the debut of this program, and I'm so glad to be a part of this. Let me just say, I want to give a few shout-outs right from the beginning. Bill Freeze and Freeze Media, TalkStream Live, and of course, our distribution partners, Salem Radio Network, SRN, thank you so much. This is a deal that came together very quickly. We didn't have a lot of time to promote this, but what better time to start this program? The beginning, if you will. Well, the beginning of this country. Now, we're kind of in a little bit of an odd spot here because do you celebrate Independence Day? And that's the official name, not 4th of July. I know we say it. I know movies are labeled that way or titled that way. But it really is Independence Day. It is America's independence. And so I'm just really excited that we are starting this program on this very weekend in commemoration and celebration of the birth of our great nation. It's excessive heat in Philly. I'm telling you, well, that's where I broadcast from. That's where I hail from. I know SRN Salem is in the great state of Texas. Well, they're all over, quite frankly, with all the stations they have and different offices. But the Dallas, Texas, I spent a lot of time there. I know Dallas very well. I know Texas very well. And I also know Florida and California, other places that I've resided. But yes, I'm broadcasting from the cradle of liberty right here in Philadelphia, the birthplace of our wonderful country. And some of you might say, that voice sounds a bit familiar. Some of you are going to say, I don't know who he is. We're going to get to know me in this hour. And some might say, well, what kind of program is this? Well, it certainly has political overtones. And I'm a political independent, but I do advocate for certain positions. I love when someone says, well, I'm nonpartisan and I don't advocate. Just like with our so-called and the best and brightest in the newsrooms. No, they do advocate. There's very few broadcast journalists or journalists in print or otherwise that don't have an axe to grind, that don't have a point of view. We all have points of view, quite frankly. My point of view has been and always will be America first. And you say, well, are you just kind of riding the coattails of Donald Trump? That's not the way it works. My program dates back to 1990. Myself, and you might recall another name, Chuck Carter. Well, I just put together in the last couple months, many people think it's a tremendous tribute to the late, great Chuck Carter. I'm not trying to make this a retro show and a redo, a reboot. The point is, just like in anything in politics or history, there's always a foundation. There's always things that set precedents. There's things that you have to go back in time. That's right, back in the vault. And so if you look at the America First movement, and again, I wasn't alive, and I don't know all that much about the chapter one, if you will, 1.0, and that was in the 40s, and there was a lot of resistance to the entrance into World War II, and it had a lot to do with nationalistic fervor. Let's just put that aside for now, because I only know about 2.0 that I was part of, and that was in the early to mid-90s. Of course, Pat Buchanan played a huge role. Chuck Carter for the People played a huge role. There was even, quite frankly, in terms of America First, you had Bo Greitz, you had various others, but there weren't that many that really understood, that really wanted to take on this mantle, that really wanted to, I felt like I was carrying a duffel bag of responsibility. Now I just carry a backpack because so many people know about America First. People know about nationalism and populism and national sovereignty. I've been against the globalist New World Order, these gangsters of globalism from the onset. I was exposing and opposing the New World Order, the Federal Reserve System, what happened to JFK. In Dallas, Texas. Matter of fact, when I lived there, we put on a lot of rallies, a lot of seminars, a lot of luncheon meetings that related to what really happened in terms of the public execution of the President of the United States. You say, well, if you're talking about JFK, maybe you're a liberal. No, I'm not a liberal. I'm a cultural conservative. I'm a constitutional crusader. I'm a political independent because I look at all the issues individually and constitutionally. Yeah, constitutionally speaking. Do you get it? Okay. We're going to explore and we're going to delve much deeper into the Trump phenomenon, how Trump came about. Many of you probably don't know this because a lot of information is controlled on the left and the right. You say, oh, wait a minute, Fox is a paragon of virtue. Just look at Roger Ailes, the late Roger Ailes. You know, look at some of the debauchery and the chicanery that went on at Fox News. Now, again, I tend to side with a lot of the perspectives and the viewpoints of many on Fox News. But why is Michael Savage banned from Fox News? That's a great question. Well, it's because he can be critical of some in the controlled conservative cartel. I have to say that if you were to tune into radio back in the 90s right now, and you were listening to Rush or Sean Hannity, later on, I guess I don't remember when he started, late 90s, early 2000s, I don't know, Mark Levin. I don't like when anyone calls themselves great because you're not great. The creator's great. Okay? Most human beings are not great. Well, maybe Thomas Jefferson. But I just don't like when someone says, I'm the great one. Okay, that's just lovely. That's wonderful. And you say, well, you shouldn't be critical of anybody. Okay, well, so I should only be critical of politicians, politricksters. But never, you know, anybody that seemingly plays for our side. No, I call it fair. Not fair and balanced, because that's just total nonsense. You can't have fair and balanced on the left or the right. And why masquerade? Why try to hide that? Why not just be honest and say, hey, we tilt to the right, you know, or we have a more conservative constitutional perspective. I mean, just because you bring on some stew nod, you know, some ridiculous lefty loon, you know, to be a guest, to be point counterpoint, that doesn't make you fair and balanced. You know, and one of the, you know, and I don't like the term as much as I know many of you do, fake news. I like biased news because news is really biased. And sometimes it is really fake, but even more fake than professional wrestling. In professional wrestling, they actually do get hurt, and they are athletic, and there's a lot of not only artistry, but also athleticism. But, you know, someone like Jim Acosta, CNN, who just likes to accost people, yeah, you know, just his verbal assaults. I mean, he's pathetic. And, you know, I just, there's so much I want to get to, and I'm going to. But we are talking about Independence Day. We are talking about the fact that you have this holiday that's kind of sandwiched between two weekends. And so in Philly, I heard fireworks going off. Well, and there's going to be celebrations both weekends. Well, that's great. I mean, if there was ever a time to party, whether it's alcohol or not, I'm not going there. I'm talking about party in terms of celebration. It's going to be for this holiday. And you have national holidays that are devoid sometimes of the most important parts of the holiday, and that's President's Day. Oh, so we should be celebrating Bill Clinton and Papa Bush and Son Bush and Obama? No, we should be celebrating George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. That's my view. But, oh, just throw them all in there. Well, the left's not going to celebrate Donald Trump. There is a little bit of a secret society, if you will. We'll get into all conspiracy stuff later. But in terms of there's some people from the left, there's some people from the progressive left that are in hiding, but actually you support Donald Trump because Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, you have the governor of California who was a presidential candidate that called Bill Clinton a sleazeball and a scumbag. He did during the 1992 election season during the primaries. At that time, Jerry Brown was, well, not quite an America First, but he was a nationalist that related to trade. So let's go back to one of the principles, or at least concepts that I was trying to, get you to wrap your mind around. And that is Rush, Hannity, Levin, many others were all in favor of the free trade. They all were in favor of the Bush's wars. Yeah, the Bush's wars. But then all of a sudden, and then they were a little kind of like semi anti-Trump during the primaries, and they realized, well, maybe my career, maybe the fact is that with this earthquake in politics, that maybe we got to get on the Trump side. And Trump did triumph. We'll be right back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show debut program.
I'm getting older. and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879. 4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.
Patriotism in action, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. It is, there's no better time than to have a debut, you know, with the exception of, well, there's other holidays. America's holiday, the national holiday, which is a legitimate holiday to celebrate, except for those that despise our country, except for those that really hate America and see that we should be a borderless wall, world, well, without the wall. That's, well, you know, that's what I mean. You know, we have Independence Day on the horizon. We're in between two weekends of celebration, which I think is fantastic. It's difficult for workers because you don't and for people that want to get work done as to what days to take off and how to work. Well, just take them all off. You know, I'm the type of person that I'm always working on projects, always tinkering with things. Not with tools. I'm not the most tech savvy or tool type guy. But in terms of like more creative stuff and writing and researching, and I'm always researching things. And so that's what you're going to find in this program, is I'm going to share that because I like teaching. I'm not only learning, but I like teaching. I like sharing. I like the access to information. Going back in time, when we did this program, at that time it was called America's Town Forum. And we were nationally syndicated. The last network was Talk America Radio Network, which is defunct at this time. And we were with Sun Radio Network and the People's Radio Network and even BRN, which they had the Business Radio Network. These were national networks. And there weren't a lot of shows that were syndicated that were political at the time. And so, you know, I had my big breakthrough when I was replaced Chuck Carter's show when he had a fallout with his new business partners, and then created the People's Radio Network, which I joined him 7 months later. We were competitors, and then we worked together, and I wrote a tribute. I also have a podcast of the tribute that's available at TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. And so, I'm doing this show in some ways because I was motivated by the fact that we lost the late, great, you know, Chuck Carter, a broadcast legend and someone that was instrumental in helping us forge this fight as it related to nationalism, protectionism. How could the word protectionism be a negative word? Don't you protect yourself? Don't you want to protect your family? Don't you want to protect your family, friends, your church, your neighborhood, your state, your country? I would think. But yeah, there's those that believe in no borders, and the fact is that no national identity. You know, people have a convoluted view. It really is convoluted in terms of what they see, in terms of not only America, but America's destiny. And I have to tell you that if Trump had not triumphed, and could you imagine what the world would be like if hellish Hillary had gotten in? You know, the Clinton cabal and cartel. They would have pink slipped this country. We would have had, it would have been them executing a death certificate for our national country, you know, it being a sovereign country. Donald Trump essentially gave us, we were on life support. He gave us, life extension. He's winning. He could be winning more if he didn't get it in his own way. Trump trips himself up. He'll take two steps forward, one back, or one step forward and two back. Just imagine. If he didn't get in his own way, he'd be winning much more. But the point is, all these executive orders, thank the Lord for that. Now, do I have respect for Trump as a person? No, I don't, because I think he's immoral and amoral. But then again, in the Bible, there were many biblical figures that were utilized that were not the most moral or perhaps amoral. And so look at Clinton. He was glorified by the left, and you know he had his issues with his own personal morality. But I think that we just can't say, we draw a line, the left is always wrong, the right is always right. I think we have to call it fairly, not fair and balanced, but as accurately and fairly as possible. And I really believe that, I don't know what it was, that at some point Trump started to take on this mantle. And so you had America First 3.0. And so his reboot, really, if I were him, I would have brought Pat Buchanan right into the cabinet. Matter of fact, I'd have probably put Pat Buchanan as vice president. But then again, you would have two controversial figures. But if it wasn't for Pat Buchanan running, and he talked about America First a lot, you know, against King George, Papa Bush, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, New World Order Bush. People say, oh, no, the New World Order is just from the left. No. Well, why don't you look at the speech that he delivered in 1991 where he was calling in the New World Order and he was welcoming the New World Order. And the Bushes, Papa and son, were internationalists. They were globalists. That's the resistance that we have, not only from the left, but also from the right. And so we have to support Trump and Trump's agenda. But we don't have to send him false flattery. I mean, Trump falls for flattery all the time. As false as it may be. And he likes to give false flattery, whether it's to the Korean dictator or to, remember when he met with Obama originally, when they were doing the transition and all the nice things he had to say to him? I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. You don't have to give glowing praise to tyrants, dictators, and traitorous figures. And the other thing is, that really irks me, is that why can't you just admit when you're wrong? Well, the left doesn't do that, so why should... No, Trump should man up, and when he's wrong, just admit it and then move on. But no, I like the bull in the China closet. I like all the broken glass. I don't have a problem with that. Matter of fact, all the executive orders that is rescinding anything that's going to resemble any sort of legacy that Obama would have had. Could you imagine the skeletal legacy of Obama? And I'm not talking about just, you know, the thin guy, the thin man. I'm talking about the fact is that Trump has signed so many executive orders and stripping away so much of the 8 years of Obama that he's going to be like the invisible man, not just the thin man, but the invisible man, totally invisible. So I'm in total praise for so much of what he's accomplished so soon. But you can distinguish between praising and respecting the work that's being done, and also saying, hey, I don't like the guy because I wrote a blog before the election was settled. Matter of fact, before the primary for the Republicans, the GOP was settled. And I was somewhat scathing, but somewhat applauding the accomplishments of this man. I just wonder if he had an organized White House, if he really was a good chief executive. Now, you want to argue that he's a great chief executive, he wouldn't have the turnover. He wouldn't have picked the wrong people. He just wouldn't have. But this is an America-themed, America-first type program. And it's not always going to be a lapdog and in compliance with the Trump administration and Donald Trump himself. I'm Tom Donahue, putting America first, new world order, dead last, right back, hold tight.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, no, no. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, ANGIOPRIM.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone.
It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Back, Tom Donahue. That's James Brown, the late and Rocky. And, you know, well, I'm broadcasting from Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Philly freedom, the birth of our great country, our constitutional republic. That's right. It's a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. Not a damn democracy. No. Because democracy is essentially majority or mob rule. Okay. Now, I want to be real clear here that with this program, and I know I call it Tom Donahue Show, but program might be a better term, but I'm not as concerned about the title as much as I am concerned about the content. When we look at Donald Trump, we have to look at the actual substance versus style. I mean, he signed more executive orders in a good way. That is if you believe in the Constitution and freedoms and rights and nationalism and protectionism, and then you would be, and you should be, applauding. I mean, this is a 4th of July to truly celebrate. I mean, when he came out with that expression, which actually goes back, my friend Reagan talked about Make America Great Again. Back then, it seemed to make a little more sense. Today, I really, you know, if I were him, and then maybe it didn't look, you know, MAGA, MAGA, I would have just said, let's make America greater. Because America is the people. America is our history, our foundation, you know, the founding fathers and the framers. And so we're always great because of that. You know, it was my fault. You know, a lot of people yell at their producers. They yell at their board operators. You know, and many times it's the host. Many times it's the host that caused the issue, the problem. Oh, I'll do a little extra editing tonight. But that was my fault. You know, when I'm working off my laptop and I'm working from my home studio, I think I touched my mouse here. And this, yeah, thank you, Greg. You know, that's the other thing, too, is I, unlike a lot of hosts, you know, I like communicating during the breaks with the production team or with the producer, but I don't call someone on and say, oh, what do you think about this? Well, as time goes on, if I really want thoughts and I want more verbal interaction or sparring, I'll just bring the callers in. And the other thing that I do when it comes to callers is that I don't screen them. You just simply say your name and where you're calling from. Well, hopefully you tell us, and it doesn't matter whether it's accurate or not. But I am broadcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I hail from Philadelphia. I've lived in many places, Florida, Texas, California, even Idaho. But I'm glad to be back in this area, and I'm glad that I'm able to spend more time with family. And really, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it faith and family and freedom, the three Fs? I think so. And so as we're commemorating and we're celebrating, really, it's kind of like a sacred national holiday. You know, we have these other phony holidays that really have nothing to do with our independence, really have nothing to do with the framers or the founders, really have nothing to do with anything that's, in my view, significant as it relates to the country for it to be a national holiday. Now, I think a lot of these holidays could be state-related. Now, who doesn't want to have a day off? Some of you get a paid day off. And it means spending time with family and friends, and that's great. But nevertheless, this is the most important political national holiday. In terms of, when I say political, I'm talking about the national holiday as it relates to our nation state, as it relates to our constitutional republic, as it relates to the birth of this nation. Do you know that, I know Jay Leno used to do this, and David Letterman, I think, did this, and there's others, I think, even Schmimmel, Kimmel, whatever. Well, isn't late night just absolutely repulsive, disgusting? We have talentless people that are just grotesque and profane and insane. I can hardly watch it. It's become so political. I mean, Johnny Carson, yeah, I mean, he put some jabs and barbs out there, but they were funny. And, you know, and he took shots to the left and the right. But now it's just so partisan, so biased, and just so, it's disgusting. So we have this national holiday that we're in the midst of celebrating. And there's people are saying, hey, we don't need any borders. We don't need a wall. We don't really need a national identity. And so back to these shows. So in the past, they would go out and they would ask them about a holiday, you know, a founding father, even recent presidents, even just current events. And they would either not know or lie about it. And they would create like a phony holiday and say, how are you celebrating XYZ? And they'd say, oh, well, this day is so important to me, because they don't even know. I mean, we're dealing with mass ignorance. That's what we're dealing with. Donald Trump, in his time, and he's older than I am, but, you know, but he became a born-again America firster, just like a lot of the radio personalities and talk show hosts and others. You know, they were following along with ever the GOP and the Republican Party, with the exception of McCain, Traitor McCain. You know, and I say traitor because in political policy, he has been a traitor on so many things. Matter of fact, he and New World Order, John Kerry, he was skull and bones, just like George Bush. And they were both, you know, interesting. We had two candidates that were skull and bones from Yale University, got naked, wearing coffins, gave their allegiance to the Skull and Bone Society. How's that happen? At that time, what, 320 million people? And it came down to two skull and bones members. Besides, they were members of Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all those wonderful societies. Yeah, they're harmless. What it proved to me with Trump is that they don't have as much control as I thought. You know, Eustace Mullins, author of Secrets of the Federal Reserve and the World Order, and Ralph Epperson, The Unseen Hand, and various, lots of other books and researchers that cover these subjects much better than I. But I interviewed many of these authors in the day. Maybe I'll have the ones that are still alive, you know, and still open to interviews, I'll probably have them on. But I don't feel it's that compelling, you know, that mandatory in terms of necessary to have them on, because now we live in an age where you can go on the internet, you know, you can go, you know, whether it's YouTube, whether it's researching things. Now you have to have, you know, some basic knowledge, you know, you have to have a frame of reference so you know that what information that you're trying to discern, you know, and digest is accurate. And so we look at it as a preponderance of evidence. You know, you look at who are credible sources and you compare and contrast and you finally get to the truth. You know, and also you can meditate on it and pray about it. And so these things, to me, are really important. We'll be right back, Tom Donahue. Tom.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. ancientlifeoil.com. No, no, no. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey, folks. Guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Patriotism in action. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. So glad to be with you. Debut edition. And we are celebrating not only this program, but more importantly, our Independence Day. Now, that's going to be a few days from now. There's nothing wrong with starting the Patriot Party a little sooner. And in Philadelphia here, in the background earlier this evening, I was hearing a lot of fireworks. I thought we might hear them on the air. But that would be okay, because that's good sound effects. There's several things I want to get to in this final segment, which is a long extended segment. We don't take another break until the end. We've got 10, 11 minutes, give or take. So let me just let you know that we're going to be more issue-driven and focused in future shows. There will be, you know, the introduction of callers. They will be a special guest. But we plan, if you look at a typical talk show, sometimes 2-3 hours, and they have more commercial breaks. I'm trying to make the most of this time. And I really believe that we can do this. And I think that we can work together kind of in a town hall forum, if you will. For right now, I felt like the first show, I want you to get a little more familiarized with who I am. But some of you that remember me from years ago, well, you'd be saying, well, I didn't know where he went. Well, I actually, for many years, I was streaming the show, online networks and stations, and I have a full podcast directory. If you want to visit during the week, there's a couple ways that you can find out more about yours truly, this program. I'm on LinkedIn, Tom Donahue, D-O-N-A-H-U-E. Tom Donahue Reports is the website. I have a podcast directory through Podomatic, but I'm also on Stitcher, iTunes. Salem has a directory, which we'll be getting that program here very shortly. And of course, TalkStream Live. Now, I love when hosts many times shield and or conceal a little bit more about their background. No, I'm the program director of TalkStream Live. I'm not the owner. I'm not the CEO, but I really believe in the concept. And so you're going to see my program, just like many programs that'll be streaming after the program. They've also added podcasts to the site, TalkStreamLive.com. And we have channels now, multiple channels in terms of genres. And we have over there, you're going to see podcast pages. And there's multiple apps. I mean, TalkStreamLive.com is, you know, the main platform and always will be. But there's TalkRight. That's right, TalkRight. There is Alt Media. there is, and that's not really not my genre or cup of tea, but there's the Paranormal Radio and their app and channel. And speaking of that, when Chuck Carter passed a couple months ago, he passed away a few days within Art Bell's passing. And Art Bell and I, we indirectly competed because Art Bell was at that time even, you know, in the high desert and out there in Nevada. You know, he was on a 50,000 watt station that eventually became nationally syndicated. I was syndicated a little before his show, but mine was more political or even parapolitical. His certainly was much more paranormal. He was very successful, of course, and a legend in his own right. And then you had Chuck Carter. That Chuck was the consumer advocate. He stood up for the common man, and his main concern was protecting the little guy. And he was a protectionist. He was a nationalist. Absolutely concerned about the state of affairs in this country. Now, he tilted a little further, a little to the left. I tilted more to the right. I had replaced him at the original network he founded. And then we, as I mentioned earlier, we joined forces at the People's Radio Network. And later on, we split, and I went on to other networks. Point is that he was getting little or no fanfare in terms of his legacy, in terms of his accomplishments, in terms of his passing. So I wrote a tribute, and that's available on a podcast. It's also available. I have a blog. So if you ever type in Tom Donahue Radio, Tom Donahue Reports, you're going to find all these things. I welcome that, and certainly LinkedIn as well. The podcast will be available. It'll be streaming on TalkStreamLive.com. You'll be able to hear and read all the things that you would want. This is so my motivation for launching a broadcast program, not just online streaming podcasting. The inspiration came because I realized that life is short. I lost my father a couple months ago, Chuck Carter, in his passing. Art Bell, although I wasn't close to him, but I knew him from broadcast accomplishments. And I thought to myself, even though I might just carry the backpack now, for freedom and liberty and truth's sake, rather than the duffel bag. I felt like I had so much responsibility on my shoulders that, you know, and trying to do so much back in the early 90s. Because you have to remember, talk radio at that time was just left versus right. There really wasn't America first. There wasn't really, you know, nationalism and populism and protectionism. And also, I was one of the first on a national scale to focus on the conspiratorial views of history. And I did it factually. I did it rationally. The bullhorn bully that has a program, I appreciate the fact he did a lot for Donald Trump. I appreciate the fact that he's gotten a lot of information out there. But when you mix good information with disinformation, when you mix opinion with facts, when you see everything as a conspiracy, that's troublesome. So people don't know what to think. They don't know what's real. They don't know what's, you know, true versus fiction. And again, I don't like that term as much as others do, fake news. I mean, just throw it out there every time. We have biased news. There's no question. But we have biased news on the left and the right. And it's worse on the left. You know, there's no question. The left has become unhinged. You know, it's lunacy incorporated. Okay, Looney Tunes. You're going to get from me an independent perspective, constitutionally based, America first, always, first and foremost. And that's the type of program that I'm going to deliver to you. So we've got this national holiday or holiday week with Independence Day. And it's about a constitutional republic, not a democracy. It's about the framers. It's about freedom. And I'm a truth seeker and a truth teller. I'm a freedom fighter. I'm a liberty lover. And it's all about the freedom, not just Philly freedom, but freedom in general. And so some people that are listening, say from Canada or listening from other countries through the streams, and they might go, well, maybe I'm not going to be comfortable here. Well, in the past they were. I just said we should be friendly, and we should trade with those that want to do things in a fair and equitable way. But there's times where we have to pull the plug. There's times where we have to step back. It's funny that they say Donald Trump is an isolationist, but you look at how involved he is on the world stage. Oh, so the point I was going to make before we close out tonight was this new world order. These globalists, these internationalists, they're on the run. Their noose around us and this vice grip that they thought they had, it got a lot looser. And the other thing Donald Trump should admit, he thought he was going to lose. I mean, there's no question about that. And it's okay because it appeared the fix was in. I'm not a big fan of Kellyanne Conway in terms of being part of the administration, but she was really great in terms of targeting where the voters were and where Trump needed to be and all that, which was great. Trump should say, Instead, he goes, first of all, he said he thought he was going to lose. Then he thought he was going to win. You know, I think he was shocked. And I think America, of course, was shocked. And I was shocked in Philly when he won Pennsylvania. But if it wasn't for Donald Trump, the good, the bad, and the ugly, he's got a lot of baggage. But a lot of people, by the time you hit 70, have baggage. His is more public. And I just wish he was a better chief executive because, I mean, all the staff turnover, all the wrong picks, he just keeps grinding away. He keeps chipping away. He just keeps chopping. And it's amazing. This man has brought America back from the brink. That's right. He has helped save America. And we are a great country because we had great founding fathers and great principles. And the birth of this nation should be celebrated. And you should be proud of it. And all this monument tear down is bizarre. You can't change history. You just can't. And so there's a lot of good in our history. And yes, there was problems and there were issues. And there are things that we all have regrets in life. And we have regrets even in some of that history. But I have to say, I'm glad to be back on broadcast radio along with the streaming and the podcasting. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Freedom fighting, liberty loving, truth seeking. Have a great week. Till we meet again, Tom Donahue, have a great night and holiday.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.